Let's turn now to the other candidate in the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina, John Edwards, a native son of South Carolina. And NPR's Adam Hochberg is with the Edwards campaign party at Jillian's Restaurant in downtown Columbia. Adam, this was a really important state for Edwards. He ran lots of ads in South Carolina. What were his hopes for tonight, and were they met?
Yeah, this was John Edwards' native state. This is where he was born, and it's a state where he won the primary 4 years ago. But really, for weeks or months now, the Edwards campaign has been lowering expectations. They really did not expect to repeat their 2004 victory. It really was a demographic issue. About 50% of the Democratic electorate here in South Carolina is composed of African Americans, and they figured that the majority of those voters would go for Barack Obama, as they in fact did. So Senator Edwards was hoping to compete for second place. He had talked as late as the day before yesterday about a late surge that might help him compete for second against Hillary Clinton. But they may just have to be content winning a few delegates in South Carolina.
So, Adam, is the Edwards campaign looking forward now, as it sounds like the Clinton campaign is, or should we expect a big announcement at this point from John Edwards?
Well, we haven't heard anything from the campaign since the results have begun to trickle in. But they have been talking about continuing on to Super Tuesday and, in fact, to the convention. There's one scenario that a lot of his backers spin out where he could get to the convention with some delegates. And if Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are still locked in a neck-and-neck race, neither of them may have enough delegates to win, and John Edwards could play the role of a power broker. We've been hearing that an awful lot. Now, whether that will change after this performance in his native state, we'll have to see. But as of now, he has a schedule to go on and continue campaigning in Tennessee and Georgia tomorrow.
Adam, this is Ron. I'm wondering where John Edwards might have tried in the last few days to right his ship and get some new momentum here. There was talk after that acrimonious debate the other night that perhaps he would be the beneficiary of disillusionment with both the front runners.
There were two things he did. He tried to portray himself as the outsider, as the adult in the race, he liked to say, after the Myrtle Beach debate that was so contentious between the other two candidates. He also began making an appeal for southern rural white voters. The last few days, his rallies have seemed more like hoedowns with bluegrass bands and banjo players and one of the actors who starred in the Dukes of Hazzard TV show, something really to strike at the heart of the white rural Democrats in South Carolina. And that was a different approach for him. We only began to see that in the last few days.
NPR's Adam Hochberg with the Edwards campaign in Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks very much, Adam.
You're welcome.